Yeah, I know we just played the interview with Ian Martinez and Calvin out there in Boston. Scott, you had a comment on it.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, unfortunately, you know, is not... It's not limited to Boston.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you know, I'm part of an interracial family myself. And, you know, sometimes it's... Sometimes it's interesting that, you know, I can be a white guy and, you know, I'm alone with somebody else and they think, or they're near me and they think that they can say something like that. And then I take offense to it. You know, it's... You know, so I kind of felt like exactly what he was going through when I heard that interview.
So there you go, Matt. I guess before we move on, do you have anything else on that?
I mean, it's pretty much like I said the other day. If you were at the game and you heard it and you sat there and did nothing, you're as culpable as the person saying it. That's how I feel. I mean, if you don't stand up for certain things, then, you know, what do you stand up for?
So, Curt Schilling always seems to find a microphone.
He does.
And somebody turns it on. And Curt Schilling has stuff come out of his mouth. So, this Breitbart radio that he was on, webcast. Well, now, who distributes this? Oh, just right there on their website. I've never been to the website.
I'm
sorry. Grant computer would explode. All right, so this is Curt Schilling. This is one of my favorite people along with Phil Jackson, Curt Schilling. And I spent most of my adult life in baseball parks. I've heard the N-word out of my black teammates' mouths about 100 million times, he said. All two of them that was on your team. So, for somebody to talk loud enough for Adam Jones to hear the N-word in center field, other people would have heard it. Schilling added, if someone did say that, we're going to see it and hear about it. I would apologize to Adam Jones for doubting him. But until then, I think it's bullshit. I think he is creating a situation. He also went on to call Adam Jones a social justice warrior.
Why would Adam Jones make up something like that?
I would like to know that, Scott. He said that this is the times that we're living in now, and Adam Jones wants to be a social justice warrior. And I'm like, but this is like Adam Jones you talking about. You feel what I'm saying? So, Schilling,
if you're cowardly enough to say it in the stands, you usually have a mentality of like, I'm just going to say it, and then, you know, if anybody says anything, you know, I'll make like I didn't say it or whatever. You know, how can Adam Jones make that up? That's ridiculous.
Well, I think Corey made a good point. Corey said, this is the times we live in. When people say everything is racist, and you know, when you start putting everything into a thing, it's like people call Trump, whether you hate him or not, people call Trump Hitler all the time. Do you know what Hitler did? I mean, that's not a fair comparison. That's an insane comparison. Curt Schilling is a jackass.
Yeah.
Curt Schilling should have a mic in front of him so you can hear what a jackass that he is. and you can be, you know, it's about knowing what people... Let him talk. Let him show the fool that he is, and you know he's exposed.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, love it.
I don't. I believe in free speech.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tolerate certain things, but if you know, you have to hear people's idiocy in order to be informed.
When Curt Schilling talks, I listen because I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? You know how far we've come, and I mean you can tell by some of the
that far.
Yeah,
we've
exactly.
Come.
So right. But the story with me, right, so I was like, so I was scrolling through Facebook, right, and I saw where WFAN, the radio station right here in New York City, had, you know, posted on their Facebook page an article about the situation that went down in Boston. So I was like, I'm going to read the comments. The comments, right, you would have thought that these were people that listened to WFAN. You would have thought that, you know, this was like 1962. They was like, well, Jackie Robinson went through the same thing, and he didn't say nothing. Adam Jones should just take it. And I'm kind of like, wow, Jackie Robinson went through it 60 years ago. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no,
and it was like, and the thread kind of was this. Yeah, okay, things like this happen, but Adam Jones should not stir the pot like this. He should be more like Jackie Robinson. This is 2017.
Yeah, it's like it's Adam Jones' fault.
Yeah, it's like it's Adam Jones' fault for yeah, bringing it up. You know
ridiculous
what I'm saying? And here's the thing about it is, it's probably happened a million times to Adam Jones, and he did not bring it up. But this time he was like, it was something different about it this time. That's all it was. So I found it interesting. So for everybody's like, Boston this, Boston that, probably going on in your same hometown too.
The one good thing about the internet, it just shows us
it takes the mask
stupid,
off.
Yeah. How stupid the masses of society are. I mean, it just.
What happens though in this situation like this if Adam Jones says, you know what? I'm a hop in the stands.
Right.
And then I'm a hop
like
in the stands.
Indiana Pacers
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a hop in the stands and see what you're going to do. Yeah. Who gets in trouble then?
I will tell you a story.
When I was in the garden back.
I was slinging the corn.
This was outside Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, Cesar Cedeno, former Astro, shot his wife.
Oh, no.
Right? And.
This is a true story?
Yeah, I think it was an accident. I don't remember the story, right? And I'm with these guys who I'm no longer friends with, right? And I'm at the Met game with them. And, you know, they wait outside the parking lot for the Astros bus to come out. And they make it a point to abuse the players. Cedeno comes out. My friends, the friends at the time start chanting, shoot your wife, Cesar, shoot your wife.
Oh, wow.
Right? Cesar Cedeno comes out of the parking lot and up to us and says, which one of you chicken shit MFers said that? And he looks right at me. He goes, did you say it?
And you were like, no.
I was like, hell no. Because I didn't.
Yeah.
And then the other guy I'm with, he goes, did you say, you know what the guy with me said?
What?
He goes, yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
So we know what Cesar Cedeno does?
What?
He says, you MFer, take your glasses off. He rips the glasses off his face. He goes to punch him.
Yeah.
And the cops intercept him.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, see what I'm saying? Though, when you want to talk tough, you got to understand that sometimes somebody hop in the stands. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, people got big muscles on the internet.
Yeah,
nowadays,
exactly.
Everybody's, you know, everybody's the
warriors.
E-gangster.
I guess
gangster.
It was kind of the equivalent of last night, the dude at the Ranger game getting the sloppy seconds chant.
Oh, what's that about? That's so funny.
Do you remember when I forget the guy's name, but he's dating Sean Avery's ex girlfriend? I think it was Lisa Cuthbert, actually.
Yeah.
Lisa Cuthbert's husband, and he plays for the Senators.
Yeah.
And Sean Avery played in New York. Like, I guess he played this guy. And he's like, oh, this guy got my sloppy seconds.
Yeah, sloppy. That's funny, though.
That's funny. Like,
erupted in sloppy second chance last
night. I love that.
I'll admit to chanting it. It was,
funny.
It was one of my favorite chants. It's going back. It's been on, you know, Madison Square Garden. Dennis Potvin.
Yeah.
They've ridiculed for years.
Yeah. Still
do it.
Yeah.
The chant was somebody blows the whistle. They clap, beat your wife, Potvin. That was the chant. Everybody does it.
Everybody did it.
You know, obviously, you know, that can't be tolerated anymore. You know, I'm saying.
But that's what I'm kind of saying, though. It's like fandom is so passionate. You feel what I mean? So that's why I think when she sees a bad thing, others say, well, we know when we're going to, you kind of expect that when you go there. But the thing about it is, it's different now. Yeah.
The people in that section.
Yeah,
you need to take a hold of that.
Yeah,
and look, I understand if you with your 6-year-old son, or you got a 7-year-old daughter, but I'm sure there's enough
dudes
and people there. And look, what's the worst that's gonna happen? You stand up for something like that, and the guy throws you a beating.
Yeah, I mean, really, and then you're on TV all the next day.
Are you that scared? Would you not stand up for other things in your life?
And that's what I'm, but that's kind of what, you know, you got people nowadays, it's kind of just, it doesn't affect me, so I'm going to keep it pushing. So, you know what I'm saying? But to Greg, if he does go in the stands, who's in trouble? Adam Jones or the fans?
Adam Jones.
Jones is in trouble, but I would seriously find it very hard for a jury to rule.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of instances in the past, not where fans would rail at players for whatever, and the player would take exception.
Yeah. I mean, we had something in the NBA a couple of weeks ago where Pat Beverly went into the stands, right? Sure. And somebody says, that was one of the owners, right? Or one of the owner's brother or something like that?
Was it Steve, is it Clippers' brother? Do the Clippers?
No, this was Pat Beverly. This is the Rockets and the Golden's in the Oklahoma series. In the Thunder series, Beverly fell into the stands and one of the dudes sitting right there, I believe he was like relative of the owner or something like that, said something to him. And Beverly kind of got up and got back in his face. We've seen Russell Westbrook do stuff before, you know what I mean? Like, yo, what do you say?
What was the name
of
that incident with the Pacers?
The Malice in the Palace. Now, that right there was just ridiculous.
That shows how bad it can get, though. We should all learn from that.
That was one of the wildest things I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
That was unbelievable.
That
was unbelievable.
I'm sure we all remember where we were, and I could not believe it was real.